Hi, I'm Tiger Mills from our State Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands, and I'm calling this public hearing to order as it's after 5 p.m. for Conservation District Use Application OA3879 for the Verizon Wireless Lanikai Telecom Project. The public hearing is for the purpose of collecting public testimony. This is not a question and answer session. Let's go over the Zoom logistics first. Everyone is muted. If you want to testify, raise your hand. There should be a button on the bottom of your computer interface. We will take testimony in the order that it appears on our screens. You will then be unmuted. The applicant will present the project, and after that, we'll take the public testimony. Please stay on point. This event is being recorded. With that, I'd like to introduce you to Matt Miura that will initiate the presentation of the project. Go ahead, Matt.
Good afternoon. I'm a consultant representing Verizon Wireless, Matt Miura, and also attending is our team, Noah Grotzen from Verizon Wireless Manager, Yap Ezenga, who's our environmental consultant, Grant Nakaya, and Shane Visitation are employees with me at Advantage Engineers. This is in regards to Conservation District use application for a project in a P1 restricted preservation and state conservation district along with a special management area permit. We're addressing a CDUA 03879 regarding this permit application for a new Verizon telecom site in Lanikai, which is adjacent to two existing telecom installations. To understand the development of this project, I'd like to talk a little bit about history in this slide. In 1998, this location was first established as a telecommunications facility, and it was installed under an environmental assessment, CDUP, and a building permit in accordance with state codes. In 2018, a second carrier established a stealth installation for a single carrier. So this means two existing telecom installations at this site. And in 2018, it was the stealth antenna array was installed. In 2021, Verizon is applying for a state permit to add a third carrier to this site. To ensure thorough analysis, Verizon prepared a new environmental assessment and new conservation district use application. So the reason for the need is there's a significant gap in coverage in the Lanikai area for Verizon. The surrounding topography isolates the neighborhood from services, and we could show you in some coverage maps if you need to see that. Poor customer experience results with major impact on ability to reach emergency E91 services is now being experienced. Lanikai is a major visitor destination, and we will expand capacity for traffic safety and first responder services. We also propose the state-of-the-art stealthing to blend the site into the environment. Project description. Verizon proposes to install this new telecommunication site at an existing developed telecommunication site. The proposed design consists of a stealth rock enclosure to shield the antennas from view, and also electronic equipment below near the house to feed the antennas via a conduit. The proposed installation also includes a 200 amp electrical service feed and a high speed fiber data line for access and interconnectability. This proposed project would enhance the access to Verizon wireless service in the Lanikai community and benefit the public health, safety, and welfare. The project benefits, the demand for service is very high. The public health and safety is such an important factor. And we need to improve service to this traditionally underserved neighborhood. Next, I will outline the process Verizon is going through to ensure an appropriate site is built in Lanikai. Next. I want to show you that Verizon intends to comply with all codes, laws, statutes, and rules related to the construction of a telecommunications facility in the Lanikai P1 district. Our project plan and timeline covers the design phase one, number two, the environmental review, which took 1 year and is completed. Then the land use approvals, which we are now involved in. That will be followed by a building permit for construction and then the construction itself in 2022. Our design has always focused on installing a stealth structure to blend into the hillside. The size, position, color, texture, and structure were given deep consideration, and we studied the history of the site and conducted a full environmental assessment to update the original environmental assessment that was done by the first carrier. This will ensure that an appropriate site is built at this location. We created some photo sims for you to get an image of how the site's gonna look like. The first back one, yes. This is a close-up of the existing AT&T site. And then the next photo would be the Verizon next to it and continuing to blend into the hillside with a gray color that matches the rock in the area. This is a photo simulation from afar, from the northwest view from the residential and area. Looking up towards the hill, the arrow points to a simulated view of what the new antenna system would look like in the enclosure. The following photo sim is from the southwest. The same site with the simulated view below of the antenna enclosure. The second phase was the environmental review, and this took 1 year, one full year. The year took preparation and many inquiries with the jurisdiction and the public, and a full publication with the state Office of Quality and Control, where you can find the full report on this link in blue listed here. But it was published in September 8th, 2021. And the DLNR, State Department of Land and Natural Resources, has issued a finding of no significant impact. The third phase is called the zoning or land use approval phase. There's two districts we're concerned with. One is the special management area, and the other is the preservation area. The special management area requires an SMA use permit, which was filed on March 15 and approved on September 8, 2021. This complies with the statutes of Hawaii under Chapter 25. Project was found to have no significant impact on the SMA. The state conservation district use permit is in review, and this public hearing is in regards to this CDU application 03879. It was filed on June 29, 2021, and the application was accepted on August 19th. So this permit is subject to consideration and approval by the Board of Land and Natural Resources. So this CDUA application complies with the code mandated criteria for approving. Basically, it must follow the general plan of the county and the district. It must have no interference to public systems, no adverse impact to social, cultural, economic, environmental, ecological character of the area, and meet public service needs. Upon approval of zoning, a building permit will ensure that all building codes are adhered to in construction. This is the fourth phase. We estimate to complete the zoning and land use approvals and then file for a building permit with the city and county approximately March of 2022. The fifth and final phase would be the construction phase. And during the planning, we're working through meeting the needs of providing a safe and appropriate construction project and follow all of the codes and rules of the community. We'll proceed with construction upon receipt of the permit, which is to be determined. Construction will take place during normal construction hours and utilize best management processes to minimize construction-related impacts to the surrounding area. Best management practices will mitigate and limit construction-related impacts such as noise, dust, erosion, runoff, and traffic. In operation, this site will remain unmanned and unoccupied, so not in fact traffic, but only for regular monthly maintenance or a few hours at the site by an authorized personnel. This is an excerpt of the construction plan, and it shows the access at the top from Ko'o'o Place to the site through the driveway of the owner. Next to the house, in the middle of the drawing, is where the electronic equipment of Verizon will be installed. It'll be installed using a crane from the driveway and dropped into place somewhat prefabricated to minimize impact to the community. The second phase would be the installation of the antennas, which are on the hillside. To facilitate quick installation, we are looking at an installation via helicopter. We'll follow all of the regulations of the FAA to coordinate and ensure a safe and reliable installation of the equipment at the job site. This is an image of an elevation or side view of the facility. As you can see, the electronic equipment is down by the house and the antennas are up on the hill to get the coverage required for the area. This is a top view of the antenna plan, and it shows how we would design a natural looking rock face around the antenna structure. So it will be totally invisible from around the site. So the antennas will be on a rack mount inside. The next picture is an image of how the electronic equipment near the house will be installed. There'll be vertical slat fencing on the face so that it'll obscure the equipment behind it. And there'll be ample existing vegetation around the facility to shield it from sight. This is a top view of the same equipment. So it's on a steel platform with electronic cabinets mounted on the platform on pedestals. And again, it'll be fenced in with vertical slat fencing to obscure any view of this equipment. So in closing, I want to say that Verizon has taken the diligence to ensure that this project is constructed efficiently and effectively under and to provide the appropriate safety services for the community, as well as improve the coverage and capacity of the services available to this typically underserviced area on Oahu. Thank you.
Okay. Is that the end of the applicant's presentation?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for that presentation. To testify, please raise your hand. First, we have Andrea Jepson. You can unmute, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me speak, and thank you for the presentation, Matt. I just want to add a bit of the history of this, that Verizon in 2007 made the same presentation with a different lot number, but in that same area, and to the Launikai Association. And at that time, the Launikai Association determined that they would have a policy of no more cell towers in the Launikai area. So I just want to add that as history. They were making a presentation for Lot 69, which was the Hisano lot at that time. And I was involved in it, and I happen to know about that. So thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Next, we have WSW. You can unmute.
Hi, my name is Scott Whiting. And I have a couple of questions. Is this tower going to be 5G or 4G? Is my first question. Also, was the safety of hikers taken into consideration? And I noticed that they were trying to match the fake rock to the existing fake rock, which was very poorly done. I don't think that gray rock color even exists in the island. You know, it's a very poor choice of colors. So I'd hate to continue matching a very poorly matched rock. Yeah, and I think that's all I would like to say.
Okay. This is not a question and answer session. However, I would like to know, is this going to be a 4G or a 5G site?
There is no 5G technology proposed for this site. It's all 4G.
Thank you, Noah.
Sure.
Thank you.
For your other questions, hiker safety, matching the fake rock, you may want to write in to us, as the applicant must respond to comments, and we will be taking comments 2 weeks after this presentation.
Sure.
Okay. Next we have Danny Rubenstein. You can unmute yourself.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Danny Rubenstein. I own the property at 1142. So I'm across the street and a door and a half down from this proposed installation. And I don't feel that we've had adequate time based on the notification I only received a couple weeks ago to adequately review and prepare for today's meeting. So I just want to make that statement to the record. I think there's a lot of people on this street that feel inadequately informed and need additional time to review and appropriately respond. I do respect the fact that there's limited time here. I understand Verizon's desire to provide greater service. I am, in fact, a Verizon customer, although anybody in Lanikai who has Wi-Fi can use the app provided by Verizon to use the Wi-Fi in those homes, so there is adequate coverage. I'd like to make the statement around public safety concerns. I challenge that because there's plenty of coverage on the beach. There's plenty of coverage on the pillbox trail. So any kind of emergency needs either there or from a home, I think are sufficiently provided with the coverage that's available. I also question this position that there's no economic impact, environmental or ecological. I think there could be substantial negative adverse economic effect to our property values as a result of this installation. And so I want that in the record as well. And fundamentally, I think we need more time, understanding that the staff report won't even be provided till sometime in December. And there's supposedly a formal board meeting in January or February. I just don't think we're going to have enough time to, as the community, to sufficiently review and respond accordingly.
All right. Well, you do have 2 weeks after this, after today, to get your comments in. So please share that with your neighbors and provide comments for the applicant to address.
I will do that. I'm just saying we can't review the actual paperwork to actually prepare a thoughtful response beyond what we might learn today. And I think it's necessary for us to be able to review whatever else might be in the staff report and other information that we would have time for.
Okay, the application is available on our website. I'll announce the website at the conclusion of the hearing. Okay, I'm going to move on. Next up we have is Mary Ann. Go ahead, Mary Ann.
Okay, my name is Mary Ann Whiting, and I've been opposed to the proliferation of cell phone towers on Kaiʻiwi Ridge since the first one was built by AT&T. We were concerned then that would be the beginning of more antennas, and with this application for number three, that proves our concerns. We don't want that ridgeline to end up looking like an Akahi antenna farm. These quote, faux rocks, stealth formations are anything but that. If you look at even the picture that Matt had, it sticks out like a sore thumb. It doesn't blend in with anything. They are very large and they don't enhance the area at all. And also my understanding is with other areas like out at the military base, if somebody wants to add an antenna, they have to, I'm not an engineer, so I know I'm using the wrong terms, but it has to be like piggybacked onto what is already there, not adding more things. So why do we have to add another eyesore to this hillside? Have other options been explored? Consumer Cellular buys bandwidth with like that AT&T tower so they can piggyback on that. Couldn't that be done? It just seems like with the amount of technology that's out there, there may be other ways of doing this than reinventing the wheel and starting from scratch and having another structure. And also I read in the application that about the birds in the area, and having lived on that hillside for 21 years myself, I know there are petrels that have their nests there. In the wintertime, I've heard them. So I think it's not every year, but they do nest in that area. And I'm concerned about the birds and things there. So I just think that citizens expect the DLNR to protect and conserve our natural areas, not to give them up to commercial enterprises. So please work with our community to find another solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Ann. I don't see anybody else wishing to testify. I do note that Lois had some comments on chat that I have recorded. Would anybody else like to testify? Barbara. Where'd you go, Barbara? I guess not. Barbara, did you want to testify? Oh, Representative Lisa Martin. Raise your hand, Barbara, if you do.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. I was listening with interest. I have received correspondence from several constituents, including some of them that have testified today, but some others that have not. And there is a big concern about the visual blight that was just described by Marianne, and how the existing faux rock actually doesn't blend in with the hillside. And then there's also concern from people that live closer to the proposed project about, you know, possible safety effects. So I just wanted to go on the record of, you know, these are two concerns that have been raised and probably need to be addressed for this project to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. WSW, you spoke, but I guess you have more to say. Go ahead. Scott?
Yes, sorry for having another raising my hand. Yeah, I do need to add that I am strongly opposed to any more cell towers on a ridgeline. And, you know, the visual impact, the photos that they showed were taken with wrong camera, because, you know, if you were standing there in person, the cell tower looks much larger in person than it does in those photos. And, you know, when I can see that cell tower probably out of five rooms in the house, you know, and it's almost at eye level, that impacts my enjoyment of property. And I think there's several other homes that feel the same way, not to mention other people when they're on their porches or in their front yards or wherever. It's visible from many, many places throughout the neighborhood. And it is obvious. We also are concerned about potential health risks. And I'm guessing that Verizon, along with everybody else, will be updating it to 5G in the future. So once they get the foot in the door, it's just going to be more and more and more. So we are against it. And, you know, we also think that I had an AT&T phone before the AT&T tower, and I had my cell signal was fine before the tower, and it's fine now after the tower. I cannot tell the difference with my AT&T cell coverage. So if AT&T could provide adequate cell service without a tower here, why can't Verizon? You know, there's other options here that need to be explored. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to testify? I see Heidi. Go ahead, Heidi.
It's Tim, anyway. I just wanted to add to the record that my understanding of the original AT&T tower antenna was not supposed to protrude above the ridgeline, and the faux enclosure was added after, and that was well outside of the permit that they were given for what they built. So they built outside of their permit, And then they did that enclosure as a recovery maneuver, and they weren't supposed to have antennas showing above the ridgeline. So I just want to make sure that's in the record. And yeah, you can see that thing from everywhere in the neighborhood, and it's not beautiful at all. And yeah, we just live right below it. And yeah, how's the radiation? I don't know.
Okay, thank you for your testimony, Tim. Would anyone else like to provide testimony? All right, seeing none, I guess we will conclude this public hearing. Written testimony may be forwarded to our office over the next 2 weeks. For more information regarding this application, please go to our website. It's dlnr.hawaii.gov/OCCL, and the application will be found under the Applications tab. If you need more assistance, please feel free to call our office at 587-0377. This concludes our public hearing. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye. Have a good evening.